There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. If you're just tuning in, of course, the Greece saga continues. Is it going to be a Grexit or not? And, of course, looking at the markets, you're going to start seeing that there is a problem that they cannot seem to avert. And, of course, the next question is, what happens if Greece is allowed to leave the euro? It appears that the European Union is doing everything they can to try and keep them, well, other than giving them any more money, or the European Central Bank, the ECB is not giving them any more money, but they don't want Greece to pull out, and they don't want this other people to default on their loans. So they've got to set a precedent here, and they've got to be strong, or the ECB has to be strong, according to Christine Lagarde. Because you don't want anybody else doing this. Also, SpaceX rocket exploded over the weekend. They were making a trip to the space station. Well, they only made the trip 2 minutes and about 30 seconds before SpaceX exploded. This is the third disaster for SpaceX in 7 months. The third disaster. How surprising. SpaceX doesn't have a real good reputation, but, I mean, so what? They've got all the money in the world from NASA. And by the way, there is some concern about the danger of all of the things that exploded within that. I don't know what they were doing or where they were going. Of course, we never know. But supposedly, there were items for the space station to repair the space station that were aboard that. And who knows what else was aboard that aircraft. Bristol Palin is pregnant again. Now, she was supposed to get married in May around Memorial Day. The wedding was called off. She was horribly depressed as a result of it. And evidently, she probably knew that she was pregnant at that time. And maybe he said, no, thank you. I'm out of here. Well, thank goodness she didn't abort the child. And I really respect her for that. But remember this girl who has gone around the country getting millions of dollars talking about abstinence and why children should not have sex outside of marriage. Well, children, she was almost a child. That's what she was doing, talking abstinence at churches, taking large amounts of money. In fact, people said she's taken millions of dollars talking about abstinence. And here she's pregnant again. And you know what she said? I cannot believe what she said. This was a planned pregnancy. Really? Have you told your parents about your planned pregnancy yet? I doubt they're going to be all that excited. I mean, this is a human life. This is a child that's going to be coming into the world. And I respect her for having the child, definitely. But man, come on, let's walk the walk, girl. Let's walk the walk. And again, going back to Greece, $66 per day being allowed to take out of the ATMs. They owe $355 billion in debt, and the ECB is asking for a $1.8 billion repayment by Tuesday. They can't do it, won't do it, and they said, fine, we're going to have a referendum next week. Really? So that leaves the pigs countries, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain. Now, the next vulnerable ones, along with France, and of course, everybody's debating what it's going to be. You know, I actually heard them talking on a financial network about ways that you can make some money right now. Short the S&P. Really? I mean, is that the best way we have to make money in this country, is to short the financial futures? And the U.S. is going to be seen as a safe place, they say. So you keep going on and investing. Now, they may be not investing, but they want you to go ahead and invest because they're scared to death what's going to happen about 26 minutes when the stock market opens here in the U.S. Like I said, it was down 320 points in the red last night. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest John Torgrimson is going to join us. Seed to Seed, how to save seeds in this next hour. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. As we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And that is what an organization called Seed Savers is doing, the Seed Saver Exchange. The book is phenomenal. It is the best out there, literally, on how to save seed. It's called The Seed Garden, The Art and Practice of Seed Saving. And we have the publisher of the book here today joining us. It is absolutely huge and beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever wanted to know how to save seed, this is the way to do it. John Torgrimson is our guest today. John, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour.
My pleasure, Joyce.
Talk to us about Seed Savers, the organization, a 501c3 organization. What is it? What is the purpose? And where are they in actually saving seed?
Well, Joyce, Seed Savers Exchange was started 40 years ago. In fact, it's their 40th anniversary. And our mission is to collect, maintain, and share heirloom and open pollinated seeds. Prior to World War II, most of the seeds that farmers used were open pollinated seeds, and each year they would save some of their harvest for the following spring seed. And in the 1930s, there was probably less than 3% of the farmers who were using actually hybrid seeds. And after World War II, more than 90% of farmers were using hybrids. And so it was just kind of the evolution of farming to go to different improved kinds of seeds. Our mission is really to focus on those, you know, kind of pre-World War II varieties, the open pollinated seeds that farmers and gardeners would save the seeds. And it was a practice that most farmers were pretty familiar with back in that day. And so our mission is to make sure that these particular varieties don't get lost, that they don't, you know, fall to the wayside. We really feel that it's important to maintain our gardening heritage, and a lot of these varieties were really key to you know, people's food tables back in the day. So, Seed Savers is a seed bank. We've got more than 20,000 varieties of seeds in our gene bank. We have just to give you an example, we've got more than 6,000 varieties of tomatoes and more than 4,000 varieties of beans.
My goodness. Now, you are, of course, a gardener and a seed saver. Your first garden was in the Solomon Islands. You and your wife served in the Peace Corps there, and you set up a cacao and coconut plantation and a resettlement scheme for earthquake victims in Guadalcanal. You've got 30 years experience working with and managing nonprofit organizations, and you've established microcredit agricultural systems in Southwest China and Vietnam. You're the executive director of Seed Savers Exchange since 2010, and you and your wife live on a 20-acre farm in Minnesota. You have two adult children, and you sounds like you really walk the walk in seed saving.
Well, I'm not as adventurous as some of our scientists around here who have a pretty good feel for you know, saving seeds from all kinds of different varieties, and some varieties require a little bit more specialized care. My wife and I save seeds from about 7 different varieties, and most of those are fairly easy to do. They're self-pollinating varieties that don't cross very easily with other plants within their species. So, back in the Solomon days, my garden was more fruit than actually vegetables. So when the snow flies here, I sometimes think back of going out to pick a banana or a papaya. But my wife and I save seeds for beans and tomatoes and lettuce and squash. We're pretty big into garlic as well. And so those are fairly basic things to save seed from.
Those are easy. Yeah, I saved some really. We had some really good squash last year. I saved them and just put them in a pot out front, and didn't put them in the garden, but just put them in a pot out front, and they are doing beautifully. One of the things that we're noticing is that we're having trouble with getting tomatoes to set this year. No bees around, and that seems to be a problem. So we've got just a few tomatoes on all of our plants. Have you heard of that? That people are having trouble getting tomatoes to set.
Well, tomatoes are self-pollinating variety. I mean, they also will be insect-pollinated, but for the most part, the flower has both the male and female.
Really? Okay, so then that wouldn't be the answer, would it?
No. So tomatoes, for the most part, are, you know, like I said, self-pollinating. Varieties are pollinated three ways. One is obviously self-pollinating, like I just described. The second classification would be insect pollinating, where you get into your bees and your common flies and anything that can transfer pollen from one plant to another. And the third way is through wind. So think of corn. And here in Iowa, where we're based, we're surrounded by a lot of corn, and wind pollination on corn can go up to 3 to 4 miles. So knowing how the variety that you want to save seed from, how it's pollinated, is really key to how you save seeds. So we cover that in the book and give you a lot of examples of how to do that and how to also kind of protect from cross pollination.
Oh, that's important. That is really important. The book itself is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, just gives me goosebumps. It is so beautiful. The art and practice of seed saving. And you make it so easy in here, John.
Well,
so
thank you.
Easy. Oh, because, you know, I've been scared of seed saving. But you really have, I mean, anybody can figure out how to seed save with this book. An amazing job that you've done with all these color pictures. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, they have outdone the 3.5-pound book we have at the Power Hour. This one is 4 pounds. It is in 8.5 by 11, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous pictures in this book that make it so simple. Really, your children can do it from these pictures, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Part of the reason for the book is we wanted to reach a new generation of seed savers, basically to try and take kind of the mystery out of how to save seeds and really encourage people to try things, myself included. I stick with the really basic varieties, but I think, you know, in a year or two, I'll probably be ready to take on something more complex like biennials or what have you. It really was our plan to try and make, you know, the science part of it. You know, the last time I was in a biology class was, you know, probably more than 40 years ago. And so to be able to kind of get a refresher that just, you know, keeps me interested without, you know, telling me, you better go back and get a textbook. So we give you enough science so that you can go in and actually kind of understand a little bit more of the complexities of how plants grow and how they reproduce. So it really is that approach in mind that we set out 5 years ago to do this. Some of the logistics of creating the book were quite complex. We collaborated with Organic Seed Alliance in Port Townsend, Washington, whose expertise is really working with organic farmers on breeding projects. And they employ very strict standards as far as how they go about breeding plants, you know, from isolation distances to population sizes. So we knew that they had, you know, a lot of expertise in this regard. And obviously Seed Savers had a lot of experience as well with more than 40 years of maintaining these varieties here in Decorah. And it was that kind of collaboration that really got us going. The other thing is we to take all these pictures, there's more than 300 pictures in the book, we had to do grow-outs in a variety of different places. Not everything grows wonderfully in Iowa, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so we had grow-outs in Washington, in New York, in Iowa here, of course. Two great photographers, Tim Johnson and Scott Vaughn, took some of these amazing images of plants in various stages of maturity and development. And so it was a combination of those things. We really wanted to have enough science, so if you're fairly advanced, you can go to a master class and learn how to hand pollinate squash or hand pollinate corn. Or if you're someone just starting out like myself, it gives you enough information about the variety that I want to save seed from to give me the confidence to go forward and do that.
Well, I love the way, starting on 120, now the book is like 378 pages, but starting on 120, you have each individual plant. Like, for instance, starting off with okra, and of course the okra flower is gorgeous and beautiful, but I mean it really is beautiful in your book, too. It makes it look like a magnolia. And how to save the okra seed by putting it in mesh bags to continue the drying. That was, I found, interesting. And then you move into leeks and elephant garlic and, onion and shallot and chives, everything. I mean, you just have got everything in this book with all of the pictures on how to do it, what the seed looks like, so you know what you're looking for in the first place. And it's just a phenomenal book. Amaranth, dill, everything that you can imagine is here. And, of course, knowing how to store it is really important. And maybe you could address what are some of the reasons why a person would want this book and need this book? And we have it, by the way, at the Power Hour. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. The Seed Garden is available at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 9829. Why would a person need this book? Why would they want, or why would they learn from this book?
Well, you know, I as you mentioned earlier, Joyce, I started gardening in the Peace Corps, and to me, you know, I've been gardening since that time, and you know, my wife and I grow a lot of our own produce. But you know, there's certain varieties of vegetables that we really like, and we decided that we want to start our own kind of little collection. These are things that we want to maintain.
Okay, we got to go to a 4-minute break. We'll be back. After this 4-minute break, stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. John Torgrimson is our guest. He is the publisher of this incredible book called The Seed Garden. And I mean, it is the best. It is absolutely the go-to book if you want it to be kind of put to you in the easiest possible way. The pictures are phenomenal. They really are. It will be so easy for you to do this. It talks in terms of the history of the plant, the crop types. It goes into growing it for seed, flowering, pollination, and seed set, the maintenance, seed maturity and harvest, cleaning and storage. Now, the storage part, now you're getting into the important part, because you can do all you know can to find the good seed, save it, but if you don't store it correctly, it's going to all be for naught. And each one of the items that you address here, whether it's endive or whatever, you go into how to store the seed. What can you tell us about storing seed that everybody should know?
Well, Joyce, there's three simple words: dry, dark, cool. So you want to make sure that the seed that you save, that it's really a low moisture content. There's kind of a given rule that you want to store seeds, the equivalent of the moisture content and temperature should be less than 100. So you want it less than 100, you know, obviously Fahrenheit. You don't want to save seed anything high, you know, that high. But also you don't want to save seed at, say, 60% moisture. So you got to get the moisture content of the seed down, and you want to store it in a dry, dark, cool place. Now, at my place, at my home, we save it in our basement, and it's generally dark, it's generally cool, and it's a dry place. But others might store seed in their refrigerator, and others sometimes store seeds in their freezer. The colder you store seed, the more you slow down the germination of that seed. So in our seed bank, which we maintain at minus 18 Celsius, some of the varieties in there could probably last, theoretically, for a couple thousand years.
Really? Now, what about freezing seed? We hear that all the time.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. It, again, you're really slowing down germination, and it's very dark, of course. So, yeah, a lot of people do use the freezer to store their seeds. I think part of it is what is the intent of saving seed? Do you want it to use again next year? You know, most seed will still be viable stored in, you know, just regular ambient temperature, dry, dark, cool, for a couple years. But if you want that seed to last longer than that, then you can consider, you know, refrigeration of some sort, whether it's a freezer or whatever. But, you know, freezer, zero Fahrenheit or something like that would keep those varieties viable for a long period of time.
What is probably one of the easiest seeds, if somebody wants to start out growing something? Well, I mean, it's a little late now, but what would be the easiest to save of everything that you're aware of?
Well, I think, you know, if those gardeners out there, I think, can look at, beans. They probably haven't harvested all the beans, and some will start drying on the poles that they've climbed, and you know, you can just take some of those seeds and at the end of the season in the fall and just take them and save some of the seeds. So it's really quite easy, and the chances of cross pollination of beans are quite remote. So it's a variety that's very visible. You can see that it's drying on the vine. And you've already harvested most of the beans already and eaten them, and the pod that the bean is in will start to swell where it's kind of beyond what we call market maturity, and it's getting more into botanical maturity. So beans are quite easy to do, and they're quite easy to extract from the pod. My wife and I save, like I said earlier, lettuce, so we'll actually we'll put a net around once the lettuce starts to bolt, we'll put a net around the flowers to to protect them and to keep any kind of pollinator from getting in there. And then just leave it outside until you're ready to harvest it for seed development. Then again, you want to dry them down to make sure that the moisture content is relatively low.
Okay, we'll be back. Final segment coming up with our guest today, John Torgrimson, after this three-minute break. The book is available at the Power Mall called The Seed Garden. If you're going to save seeds, we're going to talk about why you should after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Now, we had the Dr. Gary Knoll special on last week, so please be patient. We've got to get it in because he sprang it on us that he was giving this incredible offer last week. So you're going to have to wait for that. In your green stuff, red stuff, all that stuff that he has, the food items, you're going to have to wait for it. Just be patient. It's going to be worth the wait, trust me. So please don't be calling the Power Mall and wondering where yours is, because that was kind of a shock to everybody. Just to let you know, the Dow is down about 162 at the opening now, just about 3 minutes ago. We're talking to John Torgrimson, The Seed Garden, The Art and Practice of Seed Saving. The best book. If you want one book, I don't care, put it in your church library after you use it, or if you don't need it, buy it for your church library, your school library, whatever, your homeschooling group. This is absolutely beautiful. From every aspect on how to seed save is in here. I just want to cover the issue of why seed save. Why is it so important? And what is the impetus behind seed saving, John?
Well, you know, our rationale or our motivation at Seed Savers is we don't want these varieties to be lost. So if you think about the, over time how, gardeners and farmers and people have been saving seeds, and the marketplace does a great job of delivering seeds to the consumer and to the customer, but they don't do a very good job of preserving varieties. Their job is to, to run a business and they sell varieties that are in demand, to the public. So over time with the changes from, in farming from open pollinated to hybrid seeds and GMOs, a lot of those varieties are no longer in demand. So our job here at Seed Savers is to make sure that those don't go away, that they're available for, future gardeners and that we don't lose our gardening heritage. As an individual, I think there's a lot of reasons to save seeds. Well, man has been saving seeds for thousands of years. And, the fact that Italians are kind of known for their tomatoes, well, the fact is that the tomatoes came from South America. But the Italians kind of took it upon themselves to breed all these wonderful varieties. New immigrants brought them to the United States. And they're part of our culinary heritage now. I choose a certain number of varieties to save because they're important to me and my wife, and we just want our own little family collection. But, there's seed libraries out there. There's now more than 400 seed libraries in North America, and there is a sharing kind of community out there that wants to, grow and save heirloom seeds and then pass them on to others. And then there's the professionals like ourselves who are really interested in varietal purity and genetic preservation. And the book also is very good at giving you those options. The reason we call it the art and practice of seed saving is that there's no one-size-fits-all. You've got the potential and the skills in the book to show you how to grow at any of these different levels. So mm-hmm. You get into different isolation distances, different population sizes, and it kind of helps you make choices in your own garden and in your own seed-saving practices.
Well, I'm concerned about GMOs, as I know that's got to be your priority, too. GMOs about the seed that is not organic, not heirloom, and the fact that seed is being contaminated now. And wasn't it in Iraq where they told the people there, the old farmers, old-time farmers, that they could no longer save seed? I mean, it's criminal what is happening. God's seed versus man's seed now is becoming a huge issue.
Yeah, we are concerned about genetically modified organisms. And, in fact, we're surrounded by, GMO corn here. And what we do is we have practices to help prevent that. One is we hand pollinate all of our corn. And then we also will try to grow our corn at a slightly different cycle than the conventional farmers. Most of the farmers around here have to get, several hundred acres of corn in at a particular time, and they're going pretty much full steam by mid-April. Well, we might wait until May or mid-May to plant our corn so that we're tasking at slightly a different time period. We grow out about 1,000 varieties on our farm each year to improve germination of our stocks and also to evaluate different heirlooms. So we're very vigilant and aware of what's being grown around us. Most of the concern with GMOs is obviously commodity types of crops, and we do have beans, and we do grow some soybeans here for our collection as well. But we're pretty vigilant about how we grow them out and when we grow them out.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. The book is phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no way anybody could do it any better than this. The Seed Garden, The Art and Practice of Seed Saving. It is by Seed Savers Exchange. They are the experts in all of this. The book is absolutely something you can be so proud of, John. And I thank John Torgrimson for joining us today on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Joyce. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. You have a blessed day. And ladies and gentlemen, you can get the book by calling 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. Due to the what is happening in Greece now and the markets, this market sell-off, I'd like to open up the phone lines for that issue, for the two guys that escaped from Dannemora. Big news, right? They've been caught now, so can we let this story go by the wayside? I'd like to know what's on your mind. Maybe it's Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol, who probably ought to give all that money back, talking about abstinence, I would say anyway, but she's so happy that she's pregnant. But anyway, give us a call if you would like to get in line, and we're going to take phone calls up to 5 after, when we're going to have Larry Pinkney join us, or probably he'll join us at 9 a.m. Central, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, and Larry's going to join us talking about the Civil War, the Confederate flag, and what happened in Charleston. And he does have some questions. We also are going to have James Perloff joining us later this week, because he's got some questions also. The 15 questions we talked about the other day, he has some questions about what happened in Charleston also. Just to let you know that the stock market is down 131 as we speak. It seems to be resolving. I'm sure they're going to tell everybody happy days are here again. And gold has gone back down to 1173. Silver is at 1576. So there you got it with respect to the commodities. Oil is still up around 58, whatever, something around that. At that point, so looks like it's pretty stable here in the U.S. for now. I don't know what's going to happen at the close of the market, but we'll just watch it and see. But anyway, gold back down to 1173. The S&P is only off 1432, but that's pretty big during the initial start of the market today. So I'd like to take your phone calls. I want to know what you're thinking out there regarding either Greece or whatever it is that's on your mind. The phone number, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Lorraine in Michigan. Let's go to Lorraine in Michigan. Lorraine, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Lorraine? Can't hear her. Can't hear her.
Hello.
Okay, now we can. We got the dial tone. I hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'll talk over it.
Thank you.
I want to make a couple of comments, and then I want you to comment on them.
Okay, I'll try.
The first one is Morrissey in Egypt. Wasn't he the professor in the college in California? And the other is Shelly Kashvili. He was a general in our army, I think, and he was president of Georgia. Now he's over in Yugoslavia. Can you tell me if I'm right or wrong?
No, I think that's a different Shalakashvili. That is not, it's not spelled the same way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on that one. Now, on Egypt, Morsi, as I recall, yes, he was a professor, I believe it was Santa Barbara, or California somewhere. But yeah, that's right. He was here in the United States. He raised his children in the U.S. And you've got a good memory. You've got a very good memory.
Oh, listen, I've been watching this stuff for 50 years.
Oh, really? Well.
Oh, yes. I go way back to Chuck Harder, Tom Valentine. I remember the first day you were on radio.
Wow.
I watched all through the 52, 53 days of, down there in Texas. Yeah, go back, way back. I got a terrific memory.
You do? Oh, I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah, I listen to everything.
Oh, well, that's good. What else, what other programs do you like to listen to?
Everything that tells me something. If I don't learn something, I don't listen.
Oh, man, I like your attitude. That is the way I am. If they're not teaching me something, I'm out of there.
That's exactly right. And I'm so happy to hear that you're feeling better.
Oh,
I just jump up and down for joy.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so very much for the phone call. I sure appreciate it. And thank you for your support, too, for the Power Hour.
Yeah, I do all my business with you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you just made my day. You just made my day. Thank you, dear. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much. See, and she remembered about Morsi being a U.S. Stooge, if you will, supported by the Clinton administration. Big time supported. And then all of a sudden he got crosswise and had to go. Roscoe in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Roscoe.
That's Tennessee. I'm in Memphis.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Since you're going to have Larry Pinkney, I just wanted to say I have never stopped beating the drum with neighbors and strangers, too, about what COINTELPRO was and is. And, you know, here in Memphis, we've got the National Civil Rights Museum. And for a long time, I did not want to go. I thought it was going to feel oppressive. And I went, and I'm glad I did. It's a big chunk of American history that really deserves the museum treatment they gave it. But, there is, one segment that's pretty much dedicated to what COINTELPRO did to the original Black Panther Party. And there's also an addition they've made to the museum now where you go take your pass and go across the street to the old boarding house, but in there they have a segment called The Legacy, the follow-up, the times the FBI has revisited this, the 99 trial, the way Clinton's Department of Justice tried to sweep aside all the doubts raised during the 99 trial, in which James Earl Ray was exonerated. Then I found out about the Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, PPOG, you may already know about it. It's the same thing as COINTELPRO.
Oh, you know, really? PPOD. PPOG?
Proactive Preemptive Operations Group.
Wow, okay.
And it's the same thing about divide. Use deception to create problems and create divisions. The same spirit as COINTELPRO. You know, we have 16 intelligence agencies that should rightfully be called counterintelligence agencies because most of the time their mission is to lie to us. But that as their missions not only creep, but actually get tweaked and changed and improved, the spirits of different operations turn up again under other names, under other groups. So when I found about PPOG, I found out, well, sure, COINTELPRO is not only alive and well, even if the FBI doesn't do it anymore, it doesn't have to be the FBI.
Sounds
it's
like
still
it.
The same mission with a different name.
Okay, so
proactive, preemptive operations group, yes.
Operations group. Okay. Thank you very much for that information. I was not aware of that. Thank you. The COINTELPRO issue, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a copy of several of the books of COINTELPRO. As I understand, it was about 10 books. I've got, I think, 5 of them, and I paid a lot of money to get a copy of it. I've never seen anybody else have a copy other than what I was able to get and then make copies of it. Thousands of pages long. But it will really, I think, give you an awakening like you've never seen before once you read this and realize just how despicable the government was back in the 1960s of trying to destroy people's lives because of information, because of propaganda. COINTELPRO was horrible. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind today, sir?
Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
I think within the last couple of weeks, you reported about those nasty ISIS guys now are making gold bars full of titanium. And I was thinking, how foolish is that? You know, we heard the Moriartys, bless their souls, you know, a year ago, talk about the gold they saw being spirited away from Libya. And why would ISIS bother to fill them with titanium when somebody was doing that before them, and it could have been us?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's going to be blamed toward them. I wouldn't be surprised if they got a hold of a master minter and all the molds to make old gold coins filled with titanium now.
Wow.
And if they don't take over a titanium mine, so it's going to be all their fault and not the actual people that kind of like did that to everything.
Good point. Good point. I mean, the green screen terrorists are at it again, aren't they? It's looking like, I mean, you know, the very fact, though, that somebody, somebody else said the reason that they've got ISIS making gold bars now, or gold coins, is because they can then say, well, if you possess gold, that might be a link to a terrorism group, therefore we need to take away the gold from the people in this country.
But
now, of course,
not your carrot bars.
Not carrot bars. That's right. Not carrot bars. That's right. Thank you very much for that.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dave. But you see, listeners, that's, you know, we say today, oh, they would never do that. Really? Well, they would never have people getting married that are the same sex either. That would never happen either. So, Power Hour Gold. Thank you, Dave, for mentioning that. If you want to get a gold a little bit at a time, and it is going to go up, it has to go up. It's going to start moving before long. I thought it was going to be this morning, but it didn't happen. It went back down again. But get your gold at powerhourgold.com. Check that out. And put your name in there, and Rod will give you a call back. Powerhourgold.com. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. We've got more callers on the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to the listeners today to find out what's on their mind. Let me go to Kevin in Missouri first. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind today, Kevin?
Yeah, I just got my copy of Shadow Ring, and incredible movie. For the people who need something to shut the people up, who just don't get what's going on, the movie's incredible. And it's a marathon, man. The thing's almost 3 hours long.
Yeah, let me ask you this. What did you find most impressive in it? I found the Pearl Harbor stuff, but what did you find most impressive?
Well, the Pearl Harbor stuff's good, Joyce, but nobody's really ever explained the Vietnam issue, and there's so many people walking around that were involved in the Vietnam that still don't know why they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And it deals with the Vietnam issue, exactly why we were there, to get us used to doing what we're doing today, invading every country on Earth.
Bingo. Absolutely.
So, no, it's reasonably priced, too. It's a mm-hmm. great price, and you have it in your power. It's an incredible movie, and people need to get it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you liked it, because, you know, when I see something and I know it's really, really good, I'm hoping that other people, you know, find it just as impacting. So thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call today, Kevin.
You know, everybody can't afford everything, but it's a good one to have because it does it all.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to John in Ohio. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, John?
Hello? Are you there?
Yep. Go right ahead, John.
Okay, I heard a dial tone. I'm trying to bring all the things that I want to bring out, and I'd like to talk about something in advance, since I might not be able to get in with Edward Pickney. And I just wanted to point out that you mentioned earlier that Paul Crick Roberts, and I think people ought to realize that he is a high government official, a cabinet official in the right-wing Reagan administration. For him to make the kinds of statements he's saying gives him 1,000% more credibility, because nobody can red bait him as a top cabinet official in the Reagan administration, which I absolutely despise. But Mr. Roberts is really bringing out incredible truth from his position of gravitas. And he mentioned that how Russia Today and Sputnik have to be very careful and pull in their claws and not to really say all that they want to say for fear of being shut down. So what we're hearing, actually, even from Russia Today and Sputnik, is really a watered-down version of the horrible truth of that we're supporting actual Nazis through a violent coup d'etat that we sponsored with $5 billion from the State Department and the CIA, and worked on years to bribe and overthrow that government and put in a pack of actual neo-Nazis and admirers of Hitler that are now slaughtering the people there. And we're also sponsoring the latest relabeled CIA to ISIS in the Middle East and around the world now to just slaughter people helter-skelter and destroy countries from Libya to Syria, and on and on. And if people would look up, ISIS is supported by U.S., ISIS is supported by Israel, you'll find, looking up just that on a general search, millions of results. Yet the media in this country pretends not to know that this is a creation that is being run by our own government to wreak havoc across the country, across the world. And when you look at that long caravan of the brand new Toyota is going for hundreds of miles across the desert, perfectly photographed, yet all of our satellites and the U.S. The military and the Pentagon allowed them to go across and attack Iraq and after destroying and killing and wreaking death destruction in Syria, you know that this is nothing but an operation, a monster created and used by the United States. And I want to talk about Mr. Pinckney because I won't have time, I guess. I wanted to ask him, if I could call in, I'd really like to ask him a question.
Okay, why don't you get ready to call in a little bit later and I'll let you talk with him. It's 58 after the hour. We're going to be back with it after this 1 minute, 10 second break.